Have you ever been walking around SPA and seen something that made you wonder but you knew nothing about? Have you ever thought about the secrets that the SPA building may be hiding but never thought to investigate? Well, I'm here to help. My name is Taryn Karasi and I'm on a mission to answer your questions and to get to the bottom of all these school secrets. This is In Plain Sight. For today's episode, I am investigating a question that involves the vending machines. We all know people use them, but do we ever know what they buy or which location they go to? How about their thoughts on the prices and selections? That's why I interviewed freshman Yassine Mockbell and Malcolm Adams to find the answers to these questions.
How often do you use the vending machines?
I used to use it like to get a snack after school for practice, or like if I didn't like the snack they were giving, but my card doesn't work on it anymore, so I don't use it.
When you would use the vending machines, what would you usually get?
But the Sun Chips, the purple bag, I forgot what they're called. It's like, I don't know, it's like spicy orange. I don't usually eat them outside of school, so variety.
So what do you think about like the prices of the vending machine? Do you think they're too high, too low?
I don't really have anything to compare them to, so I feel like they're fine. I mean, they're probably expensive, but, like, so is everything recently, so I don't know.
And what are your thoughts on, like, the selection as it is now?
I think it's good. Like, I mean, it's not, I mean, obviously, it's not that best thing possible, but there's too many things. You can never get into the same hospital. Also, some people like different things, so not everyone's going to be happy with whatever you have.
Do you think that the vending machines could be improved or changed in any way?
Yeah. I feel like you could probably add some things. I wouldn't know what or like how you'd do that, but probably change the selection, or you could put them in different spots to get more.
Does the vending machine have like any problems, or has it ever?
The card problem. Change the machine. My card is not. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like the type of card doesn't like it, or maybe it's just my card like dirty or something. I don't know. But it works everywhere else. Oh, the Drake vending machines are good. They're better. My card works on them.
Those were Yassine Mockbell's thoughts on vending machines. But now let's hear Malcolm Adams' thoughts.
How often do you use the school vending machines?
Like once a week, or when I have money.
Do you tend to go to drink vending machines or food vending machines?
Who uses the drink vending machines? Why not just use water? What's the point of having a drink vending machine? You just literally buy drinks at... Like, there's no reason to use my money instead of, like, buying snacks to buy drinks.
Do you have a go-to snack at the vending machine?
C4 B0. So, like, the sea salt and vinegar chips or the baked Lay's cheese and sour cream flavor.
And so what are your thoughts on the prices of the vending machines? Are they too high, too low, just right?
I don't care. Every once in a while I have money, and then I spend it, and then I'm happy, and then I'm sad I have no money. You know, it's the circle of life. I also like it when I put in $2, and I just get a quarter back, and it gives me a loony instead, a Canadian loony, which is like, that's just profit.
So, why does that irritate you?
I don't have that much money, and I don't have a job, so I just slowly lose money to the vending machine over the year.
What would you rate the vending machines on a 5-star scale?
It's a vending machine. What do you expect? Out of terms of vending machines or in terms of food?
Food.
A 3 or 2? The vending machines aren't supposed to be your primary source of food. In terms of a vending machine, it's like a 4.5. I made profit when I got back that money. It's like, as good as a vending machine can get, you know. Aside from those, in Italy, they have the vending machines where it just makes a pizza for you? That sounds great.
Now, whenever you walk by the vending machines, you know what others like to buy, and perhaps if you don't already, you might be influenced to buy a snack of your own. Until next time, I'm Taryn Karasty, and this has been In Plain Sight.